Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hello, and welcome back to a very special episode of Curious Kid Podcast. This week, we are going to do something we've never done before. We are going to flip the script and learn a bunch of amazing facts that were sent in by you, our incredible listeners.
A few weeks ago, we asked you to learn amazing facts about things you're curious about, and then send us a voice message with those facts so that we could share them with everybody. We are so grateful that so many of you sent us super interesting facts to share in this episode.
In just a moment, we are going to start going through many of those facts and share our reactions as we go through them.
And at the very end of the episode, we are going to have a big reveal. We've already told you that big changes are coming to the podcast at the beginning of 2024. The podcast will get bigger and better. And more important than all of that, it's going to include our listeners so much more. Stick around to the end of this episode to learn more about the changes coming to the podcast for 2024 and beyond.
All right, everyone, let's start learning some amazing facts. First up, a fact about horseshoe crabs from a listener that lives over 9,000 miles away from us in the beautiful country of Malaysia.
Hi, I am Rania Nafisa from Penang, Malaysia. Do you know that horseshoe crab has blood that is blue, not red like ours? Their blood is very special because it can help doctors find out if there are bad germs in medicines or other things that go inside our bodies. Thank you.
What an amazing fact from Rania to get things started. Like she said, horseshoe crab blood is blue, and it has unique features that are very important for humans. Inside the blood of a horseshoe crab, there are immune cells that are very good at detecting bad bacteria and making sure to prevent that bad bacteria from hurting the horseshoe crab. They do this by creating a barrier around the bacteria, not allowing the bacteria to infect the crab. It's also good news for humans because humans use the immune cells from horseshoe crabs to test new vaccines to be sure that the vaccines aren't dirty or contaminated in any way. If you've had a vaccine that was developed in the last 50 years or so, chances are that the vaccine was tested using horseshoe crab blood. Thanks for the amazing fact, Rania.
Next up is another awesome animal fact from a listener that also lives far, far away.
Hi, Curious Kid Podcast. My name is Riley from Dalyellup, Western Australia, and I'm 9 years old. My amazing fact is that rhino horns are not actually horns. They are made from keratin. People kill rhinos and use horns for medicine, but keratin is what human hair and fingernails are made of. So instead, just eat your hair and fingernails. Thanks for the awesome show. Bye.
Nice job, Riley. The horns of many animals are mostly bone, and they might be covered in a thin layer of keratin, which, as Riley pointed out, is the same protein that is found in human nails and hair. The rhinoceros horn, on the other hand, is only keratin, and it contains no bone at all. Unfortunately, rhino horns have become very valuable because many people think that they have the power to heal. People have claimed that rhino horns, if they are shaved, ground into powder, and then dissolved in boiling water, could be used to treat things like fevers, headaches, and snake bites. It turns out that none of these claims have actually been confirmed in scientific studies. Many scientists that have studied the medicinal benefits of rhino horns have come to the same conclusion as Riley, which is that consuming rhino horns would be no better than eating your fingernails.
And what Olivia means is that neither of those things are going to do much to cure your headache. So let's leave rhinos alone and find other treatments for our ailments. On to our next fact from a listener in Arizona.
Hi, I'm Polka from Chandler, Arizona. I'm curious about olive oil. People use about 3 million tons olive oil each year. Almost half of the world's olive oil is made in Spain. I love your podcast. My favorite one is about honey. Goodbye. I hope your next podcast is soon.
Parker, I think we have a future chef on our hands. It's amazing that people consume more than 3 million tons of olive oil per year. It may be hard to understand exactly how much 3 million tons is. Let's compare it to the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. The Washington Monument is made of granite and marble, which are both pretty heavy. The monument measures 55 feet square at the base, and it's 555 feet tall. Well, the Washington Monument weighs about 91,000 tons. That means that humans eat the equivalent of the weight of 33 Washington Monuments worth of olive oil each and every year. My goodness, that's a lot of olive oil.
Next up is a fact about the Lunar New Year from a listener in Ohio.
Hi, my name is William, and I'm from Shaker Heights, Ohio. I was curious about Lunar New Year. I found out each year is represented by a zodiac animal. 2023 is the year of the rabbit, and 2024 will be the year of the dragon.
Thanks, William. Millions of people around the world celebrate the Lunar New Year, which is the first new moon of the calendar. The next Lunar New Year will take place on February 10th, 2024. As William pointed out, this year is the year of the rabbit, and next year is the year of the dragon. I was born in 2013, which was the year of the snake. And my dad was born way, 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 way back in 1981, which was the year of the rooster. According to the compatibility of the different animals, it is believed that roosters and snakes are compatible. I guess that must be why my daddy and I get along so well.
Maybe that's it. Here's another interesting fact. In Chinese culture, many believe that it is good luck to be born in the year of the dragon, which takes place every 12 years. For that reason, there is actually a spike in the number of new babies born during the year of the dragon. Let's take the last year of the dragon, 2012, as an example. That year, there were 935,854 more babies born than the previous year, 2011. Not only are more babies born during the year of the dragon, but those babies often grow to become more successful than other babies born under different zodiac signs. Dragon babies, as they are sometimes called, are 14% more likely to get a bachelor's degree or higher, and they also do better on middle school tests and college entrance exams. Our next two facts are about the same topic, and that topic is Harry Potter. Check out these Harry Potter facts from listeners in Vietnam and Canada.
Hey Jacob and Olivia, I'm Mia, 10 years old, and this is my 4-year-old brother Leo from Hanoi, Vietnam.
Hey now.
I'm sending you this because I just did a presentation in school about J.K. Rowling, and I wanted to share with you that she suffered clinical depression.
Wow.
I was jobless, a lone parent, and as poor as it is possible to be in modern Britain without being homeless, she said in her commencement speech at Harvard. That was how she came up with the mentors in her widely known famous book, Harry Potter. Dementors are creatures who guard the wizard prison Azkaban. They bring despair and darkness everywhere and are invisible to muggles. as people who don't have magical ability. To learn more, read the book series, Harry Potter, which is my absolute favorite book. Thank you for listening to my voicemail. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I'm 9 years old, and I live in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And I love your podcast so much. I also love Harry Potter. Here's an interesting fact I learned on Google searching about it. Harry and Hermione almost got together while J.K. Rowling was writing the books. Thank you so much for creating the podcast. Love, Rachel.
Those were some really interesting facts about Harry Potter and the author of Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling. It's remarkable that J.K. Rowling, when she was poor and having a difficult time, found the inspiration to start writing the Harry Potter books, which have become the best-selling fantasy books of all time. The Harry Potter books have sold more than 500 million copies worldwide. When the first Harry Potter book was published, only 500 copies were printed in hardcover. Initially, only 200 of them sold, and the other 300 went to libraries. The books quickly grew in popularity and would go on to sell over 300,000 copies in the United Kingdom in the first 2 years. That might seem like a big number, but let's compare it to the 7th Harry Potter book called Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. That book sold 8.3 million copies in the first 24 hours it was available. That comes to about 96 books per second, making the fastest selling fiction book in history. In addition to the books, the Harry Potter movies have grossed more than $9 billion worldwide. A survey taken in the United States found that 18% of people have read every single Harry Potter book, and 31% have read at least one. 25% of Americans also said they have seen all of the Harry Potter movies, and 61% have seen at least one. The success of the Harry Potter books and movies turned J.K. Rowling, who once had nearly nothing, into a worldwide celebrity and one of the best-selling authors of all time.
I love reading, and I've been reading a book a month for many, many years. But I unfortunately have yet to read a Harry Potter book. Maybe that's next up for me. For our next fact, we travel back to the United States to hear from a listener from Kentucky.
Hi, my name is Helen. I am 7. I live in Louisville, Kentucky. Your podcast is the best. I'm curious about pearls. Pearls can be found in mollusks. Mollusks are animals with soft bodies and no spines. Pearls only come from mollusks with shells like clams or oysters. Pearls are coated in nacre. Nacre is what makes a pearl. The thicker the nacre, the more glow the pearl has.
Pearls are awesome, and so are you, Helen, from Kentucky. Thanks for the pearls of wisdom you shared with us. Pearls are beautiful and very rare. It turns out that less than 1% of the pearls being sold today are natural pearls that came from a mollusk. Because they are so rare, pearls can be very expensive. The most expensive pearl in the world was discovered by a fisherman in the Philippines, and it was found inside a gigantic clam. The pearl measured 26 inches long and weighs a staggering 75 pounds, which is why it has estimated value of $100 million.
That is a whole lot of money, even for something so beautiful. Interestingly enough, we received another voicemail about an animal closely related to the Philippines. Here's Asher from New York City to tell us more.
Hi, Olivia and Jacob. My name is Asher, and I'm 6 3/4 years old. I'm from New York City. I got curious about eagles. Did you know Philippine eagles are the largest in the world? They are 3 feet or 1 meter in height. Stay curious.
Holy smokes, that's one big bird. The giant Philippine eagle, as you might guess from the name, can be found around the Philippines. It also goes by the intimidating name of monkey-eating eagle, even though its appetite for eating monkeys seems to be a legend. It's still a very intimidating bird with a wingspan of over 7 feet. Their preferred diet includes animals like bats, rats, snakes, and squirrels.
Yikes! Philippine eagles are pretty fierce birds. For a fact about a much smaller animal, let's travel from New York to the west coast of the United States. For a fact from Isaac from California.
My name is Isaac from Warrensdale, California, and I have a fact you probably didn't know. Goldfish can live up to 14 years on average if given the right habitat. Thank you.
Cool fact, Isaac. It just so happens that goldfish are pretty resilient fish that can live for a long time. The average lifespan of a goldfish is 10 to 15 years, but they have been known to live much longer than that. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest goldfish on record lived to the age of 43 years old. That goldfish, named Tish, was won by a family in the United Kingdom at a fair.
When you win a goldfish at a fair, chances are you don't think it's going to live for 43 years. That's amazing! We've got one more listener fact, and this one comes from a listener in Illinois.
Hello! I'm Ellis, and I'm from Plainfield, Illinois, and I'm 11 years old. 2 years ago, I left a voicemail saying that I was curious about otters, and I am still very curious about them. But in the meantime, here's a cool fact. Did you know that otters have a pocket in their arm to store their favorite rocks to break open clam shells so they can eat what's inside? And that's my cool fact for you. Yay!
Thanks, Ellis. That's a really cool fact. I'm glad you chose that amazing fact and not one of the many otter facts you could have sent us. Otters are adorable animals, and they are also super interesting. Otters have some loose skin under their armpit, and they use the loose skin as a pocket. They store food in there, and they also store a rock that they use like an anvil or a hammer to open up their meals, which are generally animals with hard shells like clams and mussels.
Thank you to all our listeners that took some time to send us a fact. We really enjoyed listening to them and sharing them with everybody. It's now time to reveal some more details about the changes coming to the podcast at the start of 2024.
Get ready for the Curious Kid Podcast presents The Great Sibling Showdown.
In each episode of the podcast, Olivia and her brother Noah will debate about a new topic. Just like the hundreds of episodes of Curious Kid Podcast we've released so far, the new episodes of The Great Sibling Showdown will be educational and lots of fun.
And here's the best part. After you listen to me and Noah debate with each other, you get to tell us what you think. As soon as you're done listening to the episode, you will be able to vote to let us know which side of the debate you agree with. We are going to share the results of the vote in the following episode.
We can't wait until the start of 2024 so we can start releasing episodes of Curious Kid Podcast presents The Great Sibling Showdown.
I'm going to start arguing with Noah today, so I'm prepared for the debate when they get started in a few weeks.
I really don't think that's necessary. Stay tuned in the coming weeks for even more details about The Great Sibling Showdown and to hear the rest of the most popular episodes of Curious Kid Podcast by season in our Curious Kid Podcast Rewind episodes. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.